Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
Greyhounds.
I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
So today, Al, we are going to attempt to do the podcast in one take. So I don't want any of your antics or naughty words.
Especially with Christmas coming up. Don't want to be on a naughty list.
Yeah, you do not want to be on the naughty list. Speaking of the naughty list, can you press that button?
This one?
Yes. Okay, very nice. So, Al has put on the holiday music featuring the London Symphony because this is our annual episode. And I do say annual, even though it's really our second annual. It's only our second time doing it. Podcast episode about gifts for your greyhounds during the holidays. So Al and I were very busy doing a lot of research, and we narrowed our list down to 11, I think it's 11, different gifts that you can get for your greyhound this holiday season, whether it's Hanukkah, which has already started. I believe we're in the third night of Hanukkah right now. And Christmas is coming up, and people want to look for unique gifts for their dogs. So we found some things that we think are really cool that your dog will love. Now, before I get into the list, I do have to make a little plug for BarkBox. So BarkBox is actually a partner with our Greyhound group, Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. And when you order a BarkBox... See, I can never say that right.
Bark box.
What do I say? Bark. See, and this is why we usually edit. But again, we're attempting to do this in one take. So with Bark Box, what you do is you get one Bark Box, or you can order a 6 or 12 month subscription of Bark Box. And if you have a subscription once a month, you will get a box in the mail that is filled with about two to three toys, about two different treats, and a chew toy. And the treats and the toys are either made in the United States or in Canada. If you order the 12-month subscription, it's $20 per box, which is a great deal considering everything you get in there, I think, right, Al?
It's way more than $20 worth of stuff.
Yeah, like if we went to the pet store and bought that stuff individually, it would probably cost us, I'm thinking like $40, $50. And our dogs love BarkBox. They love the treats, they love the toys, so it's great. If you order just one BarkBox, so the price goes up, I believe it's $35 for that. But here's the thing, if you're a new customer and you order a BarkBox through our special link, they will donate $25 to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. So if you get the 1 month, it's like you're only spending $10. Or I said 1 month, but like one BarkBox. It's like you're only spending $10 on the BarkBox and making a $25 donation to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to help us get more former racing greyhounds into loving homes. So what is that special link? It is BarkBox.com/GreyhoundNJ. That's NJ for New Jersey. And we'll have that link in the show notes. So I did want to get that plug in. And we are BarkBox customers. We love it. It's a great value and our dogs love it. And I especially love that when we started our subscription, Greyhound Friends of New Jersey got a bit of a donation too. So let's move on, Al, to our list of... What are you doing? Let's move on, Al, to our list of gifts for your greyhound. So the first one, Al, we'll do the countdown, okay. Starting with, I won't say our least favorite, because we liked all of these.
Just number 11.
We'll just start with number 11. So number 11, Al, is the Bubble-tastic Bacon Bubble Blower.
That's almost as funny hearing you say that as BarkBox.
Let me try to say it again. Bubble-tastic Bacon Bubble Blower. Bark Box. There, I can enunciate. Bubblestick Bacon Bubble Blower. So, what does this do? Well, if your dog really loves bubbles, and you may not even know if your dog loves bubbles. I mean, who's around bubbles unless you've got little kids, right? Yeah. But trust us, a lot of dogs love bubbles. They love chasing after them, biting on them, and then they disappear, and they're like, oh my God, where'd that bubble go? So what Bubblestick does is it's a bubble machine, and the machine blows automatic bubbles, which saves you hours of breath. Hours. And it provides plenty of fun for your pup. Best of all, the bubbles are bacon scented. So not bacon flavored. Let's make that distinction. They are bacon scented. So your dog is sure to go crazy for the fun. So if you get Bubblestick, it includes an 8-ounce bottle of bacon scented bubbles. It blows a windstorm out. A windstorm of bacon bubbles. So, you know, watch out once you turn this thing on. And it does run for several hours on 4 AA batteries, not included. And it's a fun gift for any bacon-obsessed dog or person. So
this might not just only qualify for a dog purchase, but for a kid purchase, too. A bacon-crazed kid.
A bacon-crazed kid would love Bubblestick. And how much do you think Bubblestick is, Al? Remember, it comes with
all that stuff.
And all that stuff being 1 8-ounce bottle of bacon-scented bubbles.
I'll say, is it $30?
Well, see, this is where too bad we're not going to be doing any editing on this episode, because I would add the sound effect where you're wrong. Yeah. Oh, good. So you can do that. So can you do that again?
I was only wrong once, so that will count as the one that I'm going to be wrong for. So go ahead.
Once again?
No editing.
You've ruined the fun. So yes, it's not $30. You were wrong. It's $28, Al. And the bubble solution, if you want to order some more, take a guess at that price.
I'll say half of the 28.
Well, give yourself an incorrect sound. You're wrong again, Mr. Cavallo. It is $16 if you want to order the extra bubble solution. But you know what? For $28, it's kind of a fun thing for your dog or your bacon-obsessed kid. Okay, so number 10 on our list. Okay, I have no idea how to say this, Al, but I'm going to try. It's called the Achiois. Does that sound right? Achiois? Achiois?
Achiois.
It's Aikious. Interactive dog bowl. And this makes feeding time fun. Because, Al, don't dogs need their feeding time to be fun? I know when I'm eating, I like to have a little bit of entertainment at the table. What about you?
Calm is better.
Calm is better. Okay, well, if you're a dog, maybe you want to have a little bit of fun. The bowl features 5 compartments that require dogs to use their paws, nose, and tongue to reach the food. The bowl helps dogs to eat more slowly. So one of our dogs, Baron, he eats like a fiend.
Yes.
Yeah. So would be good for him, because it's not really a healthy thing for the dogs to basically just
unlike
inhale.
Irish, who just takes his time.
Yeah, Irish takes his time when he eats. So it helps the dog eat slowly, which helps to improve digestion. And it also creates a sense of calm during feeding time. So the dog won't be like a maniac. If you have a maniac eater, you know, trying to eat the food, slows them down. And like I said, it's basically good for them to slow down. And the bowl's available in not one, Al, not two, but
three
colors. Depending, you know, maybe your dog has a preference on color, and you have your choice of 3. So hopefully there's color in there that your dog likes. So basically what this is it's a 2-in-1 thing. It's a feeding bowl and an interactive game, which is pretty cool. This actually retails for
$20.
Give yourself a wrong sound. It retails for $25 on Amazon. And by the way, for all of the gifts that we're mentioning in this episode, we will have links to all of them in the show notes of this episode. Okay, number 9 on our list is Furbo. So Furbo is an interactive smart dog camera that lets you see, talk, and toss a treat to your dog from anywhere. So what you do with Furbo, it's basically, what would you call it, like, kind of like a nanny cam, like a glorified nanny cam, where you use your smartphone to control the camera, and you can watch, talk to, and like we said, toss treats to your dog while you're away from home. It uses artificial intelligence, and it can detect if your dog is barking or jumping on the furniture, and it will send you, quote, smart dog alerts, unquote. Once notified, you can open the Furbo app to check in on your dog, and you can even toss it a treat to entertain it if your dog is barking for what you ascertain to be no good reason. You could probably say, knock it off, and your dog will wonder.
So this is like the one from last year, but it's like has more features now.
This one has some more features. So it's similar to one we mentioned last year. It's just there's a little bit more that you can do it. So it's very easy to use. You can, you know, check in to see how you're doing, your dog is doing. You can also get those alerts like we talked about. So this one now.
Yes. I'm going to say this is expensive.
This one is a little bit more pricey than the previous items we discussed.
If I'm close, do I still get a wrong sound? So say I say $250. Are you going to give it to me?
Well, are you asking, is $250 your answer?
$250 is my answer, my final answer.
No, I'm not going to give it to you. So
Jesus.
Let's have it.
$250.
Oh. So close.
So close.
So close, Al.
And...
So this retails actually for $249. But
I think there's a collective sigh. Whoever's listening, there's gonna be a collective sigh because it was like
so close. but Al,
what?
I found it on Amazon Prime for $169. So that's a deal. So if it's still on sale when you're listening to this, if Furbo's something you want to check out, go check it out. It's gotten really good reviews. People seem to be happy with it. I do want to give a word of caution. We have Wi-Fi cameras throughout our home, and we use them to check up on the dogs and don't tell them, but see what those sneaky kids are doing. And do you want to tell what happened the one time we did talk to the dogs through the nanny cam? Because we can hear them and we can talk to them.
We can do it, but we avoided that after the first time you talked to Baron. And Baron's way more attached to you than to anybody in the house. And you said hi to Baron.
Yeah.
And that kind of freaked him out.
Well, Baron went a little nuts.
Yes.
And then he couldn't find me.
He couldn't find you.
And this was not good. So it really,
depending on how your dog reacts to...
Yeah, it would react
you
to
talking.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my dog, forget it. Although it's a good feature for the kids, like when we catch them
eating in the living room.
Eating in the living room, which is a...
Or feet up on a table.
Big infraction.
Not doing homework.
Yeah. All infractions. So, good thing they didn't have these when we were kids. Especially you, because you were a bad kid from what I hear. Not me.
Anyway.
Okay, so let's turn this up a notch. We talked about Furbo, which is, you know, a little bit more expensive than the previous pieces we talked about. But there's another one that's even more pricier. It is called Pet Chats HD. It's all one word. Pet Chats CHATZ HD, all one word. This is, Al.
Yeah.
The only complete sensory experience for your pet. The only complete sensory experience for your pet. What does that mean? So, Pet Chats is a full day of interaction and entertainment for your home alone pet. a complete interactive experience with two-way video chats, treat dispense, calming aromatherapy, brain games with treats, pet-to-parent messaging with Paw Call, and entertainment with streaming dog TV. All in the safety and convenience of your home. Paw Call and Dog TV subscriptions sold separately. I don't have the price on that, but it is sold separately, yeah. But it is an option. So you can turn on the sound and motion-triggered pet watch video recording to capture your pet's activity while you're away.
Okay.
It's sleek and durable and a pet-safe design. Special Pet Chat's ringtone to alert your pet of your call.
Like a bell?
I guess.
Like Pavlov's dog.
HD low-light camera with a two-way video, high-resolution LCD screen, full-frequency audio system for robust sound, all kinds of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Simple setup and intuitive interface, so that's good for the electronically challenged. And you can use it through Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. It's compatible with PetChat's Paw Call, again, sold separately. And Dog TV, as we said, which streams subscription required. I'm dying to check out Dog TV. Okay, Al, with all of that.
Okay. Since you said it's going to be more.
Yeah.
I'm going with $300 this time.
$300?
$300 is my final answer.
Wow. Okay, Al, I need you to give yourself the winning sound, the winning bell.
Ding, ding, ding.
That was certainly quite passionate. For a sound effect, yes. We found this retailing for $300, and we looked in a few places that seemed to be the best price. By the way, when I say we, understand that I just mean me. Al actually hasn't seen this list, knows nothing about it. He's just kind of playing along, literally. Okay, Al, so we're going to go on to number 7 in our countdown. So, recently... Andrea Booker,
yes.
who is one of our adopters, posted on Facebook a photo.
I can't.
Al's going to compose himself, and I'll just continue talking because we're not editing. We're doing a straight recording. So Andrea posted on Greyhound Friends of New Jersey's Facebook page a great photo of her husband, Patrick. And let me tell you a little, Andrea and Patrick, not only have they adopted Greyhounds through Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, but they are also volunteers with the organization. And a lot of their volunteer work is done around our haul days, and that's when the Greyhounds come in, and that's a lot of work, you know, getting dogs off the hauler, washing them, feeding them, photographing them, cat testing them, all of that. And they're also, they can often be found at our adoption days, which are after the day after haul days, usually, where adopters can come and meet all of the dogs. Anyway, so Andrea posted this picture of her husband, Patrick, sitting and lounging in his living room, wearing his plaid PJs. Now, what's so great about this? Well, next to Patrick, in the chair, curled up like a little bug in a rug, also wearing his red and black plaid PJs, was one of their greyhounds. And what else is in the room? Their other two greyhounds wearing the same exact PJs. So, I mean, wasn't that cute, Al?
That was funny.
Because I'm thinking of getting you that for Christmas. You could dress like Pilot and Baron. So, and I'm going to post it on Facebook. So, you know, of course this made me think, well, what a cool holiday gift that would be, you know, matching PJs for everybody. So I looked around and Al, believe it or not, there's actually quite a few places you can find not just matching pajamas for the family, but that also include the family dog and cat.
Cat.
Hey. So we have cats. I'm not putting pajamas on those nasty things. You kidding me? I appreciate my life, but and they have plenty of fur. Greyhounds, not so much. Anyway, what I found as the best price was on Target.com. And again, I'll have a direct link to this. It's a holiday red plaid notch collar family pajamas collection from Wondershop. Again, that's at Target.com. And here's a little bit of a description. This holiday season, gift your loved ones with classic sleepwear in this red plaid notch collar family pajamas collection from Wondershop. The collection features matching PJs for the whole family, pets and dolls included. So if you have a doll collection.
When it would, that you got your mom and that looked like her. Like
oh,
that
yeah. American, well, that's right. I forget what it was called. It was an American Girl. It was something else. So I got, oh, My Twin.
My Twin.
Yeah, 1 year for Christmas, we got my mom a My Twin doll. And the specifications I gave and the photo I gave for them to work off of was of my mother as a little girl. And the doll looked like my mother. It was really creepy, so much so that everybody in the family is terrified of this doll. And she used to have it in a doll rocking chair sitting in front of her fireplace, but she had to move it because everybody was really uncomfortable with that doll, like that little a little version of mom just kind of hanging out there, like silently looking at you, like with those creepy eyes that didn't blink. So, but she liked it. That's yes. The important thing. It just creeped the rest of us out. Anyway, you can get matching pajamas for your My Twin doll or any doll, that is. And there's all sorts of different styles, but all of it is in that red, black, and red and black plaid look. Now, Al.
Yes.
How much do you think each pair of pajamas in this collection would retail for? Again, from doll size to dog size on up through kids and adult.
I say $20.
$20 a pair?
Yeah.
Give yourself a wrong sound.
It might be easier to sing than the good sound, like the winning sound. It's easier to do the wrong sound.
It's easier to do the... Is that why you keep getting the answers wrong? Like you're doing it on purpose? Is that what you want us to believe?
No.
Okay. So these pajamas retail from $9 on up to $15 per pair of pajamas.
That's not bad.
Not bad, and they looked really nice. And you know, yeah. I've gotten some pajamas at Target. I'm not too proud to say that. And they, you know what? They've been nice pajamas.
They're fine.
Yeah, perfectly fine. Okay, number six. Number six is from Number six is from Ruffwear. I almost said Woofwear. Ruffwear. It's called the Beacon Rechargeable Clip-On LED Safety Collar Light for Dogs.
Okay.
Okay, so what is this? Well, it is a high-performance rechargeable safety light for your four-legged friend. The Beacon Clip-On LED Safety Collar Light. You have to say that whole thing every yes. time you say it. TM, trademark. For dogs from Ruffwear. Helps maximize your dog's visibility in fading light. It's sturdy, compact, lightweight, and watertight. It's a clip-on LED collar light that combines a long-lasting LED with a light-dispersing lens so you can see the light from a distance at multiple angles. There's three color options, red, blue, and green, and there are three light modes, slow flash, fast flash, and continuous. So they help you match the situation to increase visibility even more. It is very handy, easily clips onto collars, packs, apparel, life jackets, harnesses, maybe your dog's coat if there's a way to do that. Also makes a great safety light for runners, hikers, cyclists, kids, equipment, and more. It comes with a USB charging cord to recharge the battery. So, Al.
Yes.
I don't know if you were able to see the price. I think no. I might have revealed it to you. No?
No.
What would you pay for this?
$10.
Oh.
Oh, so close.
Not even close at all.
This is a $20 item?
Oh, you give yourself two wrong sounds. It retails for $25.
I don't know.
This is our list of recommended gifts. You can't just say, I don't know. Yes, of course you could buy a cheaper one, but how reliable is it? You pay for the quality.
Okay.
have none of that, sir. All right. Number five is the Pet Quirks Animal Sound X-Tire Ball Dog Toy.
I can't even picture what this is.
It's kind of neat. So it almost looks like two tires. Like, here's a tire. I know nobody could see this. Maybe you could tell me what this means. So this would be a tire.
Interlocking tires?
Yeah, they kind of interlock with each other. Like if...
Now you're into like magic rings, like one hooks through?
No.
No?
It's all one cohesive piece.
Ah, okay.
Right. So add some oomph to your dog's fetch game. Not that our greyhounds are playing fetch. I imagine some do, ours don't. With Pet Quirks Animal Sound X-Tire Ball Dog Toy. It's interactive and features more than 20 realistic, get this, Al, animal sounds. When it's activated, this includes a lion, mm-hmm. because what dog doesn't want to hear that? A frog, another dog, pig, and one I don't recommend, a cat. So why did we pick an interactive toy for our list? Well, interactive toys are a great way to keep your dog occupied and prevent unwanted behaviors associated with things like boredom. And that can lead to things like chewing or barking. This toy is activated by touch and turns off automatically when playtime is over. It consists of two small tires and a single ball in the center, making it easy for dogs to pick it up and carry it around and play with it. So it does run on batteries. Some of the other sounds that it has are like things like bird chirps. Again, it's like 20 animal sounds. So
okay.
I wonder if there's like a cow and then the dog thinks it's a side of beef. I don't know. So we do recommend if you get this toy to get the 5-inch version, which should be big enough for the greyhounds. Al, what would you pay for this?
I'm going back to $10.
Give yourself a wrong sound. It retails for $13. All right, we're getting close to being done with our list. Number four. Now here's a fun one.
Okay.
And it'll also add value to your property.
Jesus.
It's called the Pine Ridge Fire Hydrant for Dogs. It's a 14-inch outdoor garden statue. Al, why a fire hydrant?
These dogs are known, like the old stereotype of a dog peeing on a fire hydrant, right?
That is correct. So here's the description that we found online. Lest anybody think I wrote this. Stylish garden or lawn ornament. This miniature red hydrant will impress all your friends, neighbors, and fellow gardeners. I mean, enough said. That's why I'm getting it, because I want to impress everyone, you know, from the neighbors to family, friends. I'm going to take pictures of it. I'm going to get it, and, you know, just everybody's going to be so jealous. It's beautifully hand-painted with an aged, time-worn, and distressed finish. It's a unique replica that can make a stunning accent. Again, this is the description from online. These are not my words. More of a description. It's amazingly realistic. Amazingly realistic. Undoubtedly the finest design of any fake mini toy hydrants you will ever come across. Just take a look at their close-up photos online. You can actually see the part numbers on the bolts to the hose nozzle caps. And it is a solid, stable construction. It's crafted of durable, weather-resistant poly resin. And the faux fire plug stands at 14 inches tall, and it's about 6 inches wide at the base. And as Al said, like, you know, why would you put this thing in your yard? Because I think it's a fun thing. But some people like their dogs, if they have a fenced-in yard or not, if they're even putting them on a leash and walk around the yard to pee in a specific area, so you could actually train your dog, like, okay, go pee on this fire hydrant. It's just kind of funny that it's this fake fire hydrant. Yeah, so Al, with that full description and knowing that you can impress.
Hand-painted and impressive.
I'm going to quote this. Hold it. I'm going to quote this before you give your answer. You'll impress all your friends, neighbors, and fellow gardeners. What would you pay for this?
With that description, I'm going to have to go with $50.
Give yourself a wrong sound. You have overestimated, Al. Oh. The fake fire hydrant, again, it's called the Park Ridge Fire Hydrant for dogs, retails for $40.
It's still kind of, yeah. It wasn't too far off.
Actually, you were off by 20%. So, not too far off as being off, like, by 5%.
Anyway.
Okay. Number three. Now, I love this next one, number three, because it really caught my eye, and you'll find out why in a minute. Dog toys that parody designer brands. So here's some of these parody dog toys. Chewy Vuitton, Coco with K's, Chanel, Coco Chewell, Christian Lubarkin, Gucci, Stella McCartney, Cartier, and of course, my personal favorite, Sniffity. Now, Al, what I loved, see, Sniffity was my favorite, and that's the one that really caught my eye. Al knows this very well, especially as my husband and having to deal with all kinds of gift-giving holidays and events that I love. What, Al? What is my favorite thing to get?
The Tiffany Blue Box.
Tiffany Blue Box. There could be nothing in the Tiffany Blue Box. Well, not really. And I will just love it. I love that Tiffany Blue Box. And it's actually the Sniffany is a dog toy that is in Tiffany Blue with, and it's designed to look like it has, you know, the white ribbon, the signature white ribbon on the box. So, really cool toys. They're kind of tongue in cheek. Like they even had like little, Chewy Vuitton, bags, which are really dog toys and that kind of thing. Really cute. Al, what would you pay for designer parody toys?
$20 each.
Give yourself a correct sound.
Ding, ding, ding.
Very good, Al. Very good. So, yes, these retail for between $14 and $20. It's a really cute collection. Check it out. You know, I thought it was a lot of fun. Okay, number two on our list. Al, you may have heard of this one. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this sounds like something one of your clients would sell. Okay. The Pooch Selfie.
Okay.
You haven't heard of this one? Okay, well, this was kind of cool. So, Pooch Selfie, what is that? So, basically, it's a selfie stick kind of concept. Mm-hmm. So that you could take photos of your dog, and your dog is looking straight on at you. So
the GoPro where they had the dog either on him or they have him carry something the camera.
Well, no, they do have that. We did see those in our research, and by we I mean me. But but what this is, it's a small attachment for your phone. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you attach it to the top of your phone. It's just this plastic thing, and the plastic thing has like these two little arms that come up, mm-hmm. and they grip a tennis ball, mm-hmm. that is also a squeaker.
Okay.
So if you want to take a picture of your dog, so the dog, you know, the dog is not taking its own selfie.
Yeah.
Okay. But you are taking a picture of the dog, and the dog is looking head on.
Right at the camera.
Because he's looking right at the camera, or she's looking right at the camera, because really it's that squeaky tennis ball that is grabbing the attention. So you can get really great shots of your dogs. I mean, because we foster, we're always taking pictures of our foster dogs. And
I'm holding them.
Usually, yeah, Al will have to hold them so I can get the shots, because they tend to look away or be distracted by something. Or, you know, you're trying to take their picture, but, you know, they're more interested in coming to you so you can pet them, and then you can't get the picture. But anyway, I thought it was kind of a neat idea, and I was like, oh, duh, you know, I should have thought of something like this. But they beat me to it. Al, what would you pay for a Pooch Selfie?
Well, since you introed it as if it was going to be like
something one of your clients would have,
I would say $10.
Give yourself a correct sound.
Ding, ding, ding.
Very good. $10. Okay, Al, this is our number one 2018 gift for your Greyhounds. It is 3D dog treats. Personalized dog bone cookie cutter. Yeah, so what this is it's a regular cookie cutter that you would use to cut cookies. And when you order, but when you order this one, you can also have put into the cookie cutter across the bone your dog's name. So let's say you make some recipe for dog treats. What we call them, dog cookies. Yeah. Cookies for your dog. Biscuits.
Yeah.
So you make the dog safe recipe. And you cut out the cookie. And what happens is, so you cut the cookie shape. And then, what's the word? Embedded in the dough is your dog's name.
Cool.
Which is kind of neat. So all these cutters that they sell on 3D Treats are a little over a half an inch tall, so you can make like some nice size cookies there. The medium is 4 inches long by 2 inches wide, and you can do up to 11 letters with that. The large is 5 inches long and about 2.2 inches wide. And with that one, you can have up to 14 letters. And the extra large or jumbo is 6.7 inches long by about 3 inches wide. And that one you can have up to 20 letters. For Greyhounds, we do recommend the jumbo or the extra large size. I thought this was the neatest thing. And Al, guess what I ordered for Irish and Baron?
Cookie cutters.
Personalized
cookie
cutters. 3D cookie cutters.
Because they can both read.
Well, they're very smart. Most people don't realize that Greyhounds can read.
Well, Baron does. Yeah, Baron is... They're both smart.
They're both quite the readers.
Yes.
I mean, they've gone through my books. They've really, torn through them, you could say.
And judging by the videos of Irish, he already knows English pretty well.
He does. Well, because he's Irish. He can speak Irish, which is English.
Please don't.
Oh, you don't want me to do my accent.
We're almost done.
You know, this podcast is heard in Ireland.
Could we apologize to them now?
You can apologize to Ireland for my accent, sure.
Okay. Being that I'm actually Irish.
And being that I'm actually English.
We'll apologize again. Keep going.
We'll talk after the show off. So, Al, what would you pay for?
I'll go with my usual answer of $10.
Yeah. You are absolutely wrong.
Am I within 5%?
It depends, actually. So let's take a look at the pricing. Now, we did recommend the jumbo for the Greyhounds. The jumbo, and again, that's up to 20 letters, 6.7 inches long, 3 inches wide, sells for $12.50.
I'm not doing math.
I didn't have a cough button.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, that's the jumbo. The large sells for $9.50. The medium for $7.49. Excuse me. Now, Al.
Yes.
That was our number one pick, but I do have a bonus pick.
What is it?
Well, here's what I found. From Posh Puppy Boutique, the Diamond Dog Collar. And here's how they describe it. It is one of the world's most exquisite and valuable dog collars. It has a 1.52 carat marquee cut diamond that blooms as the focal point of this extraordinary piece. Again, I'm reading their description. With its intricate arrangement of marquee, pear, and brilliant shaped diamonds, it's handcrafted with extreme precision It is the crown jewel of the canine kingdom.
I'm guessing this is going to be way more than a tennis bracelet.
Depends on the tennis bracelet. Al, what would you pay for the diamond dog collar from Posh Puppy Boutique?
A 1.52 carat diamond, plus all those other diamonds?
Yeah.
Depending on the quality, it sounds like this one's going all out.
Yeah, they're high quality diamonds.
I don't know. I'll say $100,000.
I was really hoping you'd get it because this was the bonus.
The bonus.
And a way to redeem yourself, because had you gotten this one right, you would have... You would have won the show. I had a really nice gift for you and everything. As a matter of fact, it was this very collar. But you blew it. So give yourself the wrong sound. Very good. So this diamond dog collar, again, it is from Posh Puppy Boutique. Is available based on the materials.
Okay.
So subject to availability. But if it is available, it retails for $150,000. Yeah. So with that, we have given you 11 gift ideas for your dog, plus a bonus, plus we also mentioned shamelessly, I'll say,
Bark Box,
which we love, and it's reasonably priced, and really...
We'll finish with Bark Box.
You want me to finish with Bark
Box?
No,
that's what I mean. We're finishing. You started with Bark Box, now we're finishing with Bark Box.
Yeah. Yeah. I really do love the product. Like, even if they didn't give a donation to us, I'm glad that we got it for our dogs, because they do love it so much. So, that pretty much concludes our 2018 Greyhound Gift Buying Guide of our suggested gifts for your dog. Al, anything to add?
Nope.
As usual, you monopolized the entire episode.
How did I do that?
Anyway, we want to thank everybody for listening. We know we have been taking more time than usual between episodes. That is because we have been extremely busy at Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. We had our big craft and pet expo recently. We just got 15 new greyhounds at Greyhound Friends of New Jersey a few days ago. 8 of those have already been adopted, with more adoptions to come. We had our Giving Tuesday fundraiser on November 27th, which was a big success because of the incredibly generous people that support us. And of course, we had an outing with none other than the New Jersey Devils, which was a lot of fun. So a lot happening between the last episode and now. So we hope to be back with a new episode sooner than later. We do have several topics lined up that we hope you'll find exciting and interesting. We do hope you enjoyed this episode, and we really do hope you got some ideas of what to get your Greyhound this holiday season. With that, we wish you a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I think it doesn't.
I think so.
Okay. Great. Thanks for listening, everybody.